Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Miriam Lauba, and I am the senior producer for the Play On podcast series at Next Chapter Podcasts. I am delighted to have as my guest today the unbelievably talented, self-described Shakespeare nerd, Daniel Jose Molina. Dan's work has been seen on Broadway, in Fish in the Dark, off-Broadway in a play called Terra Firma. He has spent 5 seasons with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, 3 seasons at the Utah Shakespeare Festival. He has also worked at Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival and at the American Players Theater in Wisconsin. At such a young age, Dan has racked up an impressive number of Shakespeare roles, including Prince Hal in Henry IV Parts 1 and 2, the title role in Henry V, Romeo, Petruchio, Ferdinand, Malcolm, Posthumus, Pericles, and Edgar. Dan and I spent time together at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and he is one of my all-time favorites to watch on stage. I also consider him a dear friend. So welcome, fellow Shakespeare nerd, to our bonus content interview.
Wow, what a welcome. You forgot president and chief of the Miriam Lauba fan club.
Oh, how very sweet.
I also love your work. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much. But yeah, Shakespeare nerd for sure.
Well, we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, can you tell me, Dan, just tell me where you were born?
Yeah, I was born in Santo Domingo, which is the capital city of Dominican Republic. And I moved to the States when I was 11. My parents separated and my mom moved us to Maryland. So kind of DMV area is where I went to middle school and high school. And then I graduated and went to school in Georgia. And after that, it's been a regional
Shakespeare.
That's nonstop. Thankfully, I'm very, very grateful.
Do you, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but was Spanish your first language or English, or did you learn them simultaneously?
Spanish was the first language. Thankfully, my parents put me in a school that had a strong bilingual focus. So I took a lot of English classes there, but of course, growing up in the DR, there was very, very little actual like practical. We didn't speak in English conversationally, but it's something that I think kind of happens all over the world. And especially to me, which is that movies had such an impact on me and just kind of American media. Like, I remember the day my dad got satellite television, that was like, we didn't leave the living room for like a week. It was that we were getting it all streamed them. So I've always been obsessed with movies and stuff and that all, wanting to.
What are your favorites? What was the first one you remember watching as your favorite? And like, what are the ones that stick out to you?
Generally the movies of the 70s, but very specifically like the Spielberg, Lucas worlds are like my religion. We're like that. That's the joke I've like always said is like Harrison Ford actually was the one who taught me how to speak English.
And that's good.
He had such a huge impact on me. But and that was actually my first big love. I fell into acting by accident. I really wanted to go to school for film. That's another story. But yeah, those are like to me
my films.
Yeah.
Do you dream in English or Spanish?
I think in English, I do. It depends who's speaking to me because I don't even keep track of it anymore. And my mother's Puerto Rican, so I would actually say like Spanglish is the main focus that we have. And it really is like, I can't keep track of the context or whatever, but we're always switching in between the two. I would say it depends on who is speaking to me, but usually more English, I would say.
Okay. Very interesting. But depending on who comes to you in the dream is actually, you respond in kind. I don't know the story about you wanting to go to school for film and then ended up in the theater. Mm-hmm. Tell me that story, because I don't know it.
Yeah, I was a very proud, snobby, dumb high school kid. And I told myself, like, I'm either going to go to school for film and USC, UCLA, or NYU. And if I don't go into those, then it's not meant to be. And I'm not, you know, like stupid kids think. So I had like no backups aside from those. And I didn't get in. Because I, you know, for any number of reasons. But my mom was actually the one who really saw that I, my focus really improved when it was something that I was passionate about, when it was something that really connected with me. She always knew that I was going to kind of have to work in a field of my passion. Right. And she saw that I was having so much fun doing a couple plays in high school. And she was like, I don't think that you're a terrible actor. Why don't you? That's actually how she said it to me. It wasn't like, I love it. You're so talented. It was like, other people seem to like what you do, you know. And she was the one who encouraged me to audition for some schools. And I did, and I started getting some positive feedback, which I hadn't really felt before in any other arts that I was involved in. And I heard back from this great school called Savannah College of Art and Design, and they gave me a great scholarship. So they're in Savannah, Georgia. And that's where I ended up going, and the rest is history.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.